we saw the problematics, but it's so hard to see beyond that, to see any sort of solution. In Africa, you would face yourself with financial problems of the women, you know, poorer women, less educated, that had absolutely no possibility to get any access, even with some education. There are so many prejudices. It seems like it's a never-ending story. In Poland, all the politicians are scared of saying anything pro-abortion, so it's really hard to see beyond that, and I want to see beyond that, in a sense.
I think this is why it's very important to really start a conversation again about abortion, you know, so women also feel strong enough to make demands and to know their rights, you know, and to know what they can do, you know, because the problem is not just, you know, accessing it or like financing it, it's also how women can deal with the topic themselves, how they can work on it emotionally, you know, and how does society still impose a lot of like really, really heavy guilt feelings towards women, you know, so they don't make the choices they actually want for their lives, you know, which goes both ways. I mean, there are also women who have abortions even though they maybe wanted a child, you know, and they didn't feel supported, you know, so it really goes both ways. And it's just like, this is also very important to put abortion back in a bigger realm of women health, you know, and women's self-determination. Because it is just, you know, like, fertility is like a very complex issue, and it's very hard to manage, you know, and women have to manage it all their lives, you know, so... What happened in the last years, unfortunately, is that abortion is kind of taking out of this like discussion. It's kind of, it became a totally like an outsider topic, you know, and it has no lobby. Nobody wants to deal with it because it is so stigmatized, you know, and that's really bad. And I guess also if women could openly talk more about the topic, they could also exchange their experiences. They're very complex and also ambivalent. Even though you have a good contraception system, you know, it fails, or you know, I mean, like, even modern contraceptives have like a, how do you say, like a failure quote of like 15%, you know. Not everybody can deal with the pill in terms of their health, you know, so it's really not that easy. Like, a lot of people want to believe us, you know, like to deal with this. So it's still like, unwanted pregnancy will always be something, it's always a part of a woman's life, you know, so we have to deal with it.
And especially, I've been talking a few years ago already now with one of the researchers, or one of the women activists who's talking about, she was talking about medication of your own body. She was explaining of how a woman's body change when it's on a pill, and how it becomes more controllable, less emotionally stable, more fragile, so on. And that she, as a feminist, decided that she doesn't want to be fragile and unstable, so she's not on the pill.
Yeah, and I mean, what was really stunning for me also is that I talked to a doctor about this recently, and he said that he would never say it in public, you know, but out of, you know, all the studies he knows and all his experience he has, he would always say, like, it's much more healthy for a woman to have one abortion in her lifetime than to be on the pill for 20 years, you know. And this is also like a knowledge that is kind of, you know, taken away, because abortion is so stigmatized, you know. And I'm definitely not promoting abortion as a form of contraception, but, you know, it's just to like deal honestly with the reality of what women have to deal with in order to manage their fertilities, you know. So give us the information and give us the choices so we can, you know, choose for ourselves what we can handle, you know, in order to control our sexuality and our lives.
It's the point of anxiety that comes in with the unwanted pregnancies, and physical anxiety that mostly people who had not gone through it would not understand it, I suppose. And it's really difficult from the position of power that they are in power to decide on such topics. And for me, in 21st century, it is idiotic to think parallelly that there are almost 7 billion of us, and some people still want to promote proliferation of the human race. it's contradiction in terms.
And it has to do a lot with nationalism, you know. I mean, this is also why I'm kind of worried about how this situation will change in European countries, where actually abortion is accessible, you know. But with all the like right-wing parties coming up all of a sudden, you know, and promoting nationalism again against migration, you know. And having like fueling all these like really stupid stereotypes, you know, about nationality and about like, you know, how we have to kind of like save ourselves from like not being mixed up with other cultures and all this, you know. I mean, this is unfortunately very popular, and also abortion there is like a very helpful tool.
In the documentary from US, Bush kills babies every day in Iraq.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, the hypocrisy about this issue is like unbelievable, you know. What kind of you know, lives are like worth and which are not, or you know, like it's just I mean, then you can just really see that how politicians use this very highly symbolized or highly symbolic, you know, issue just for their own propaganda, you know. I mean, like also like in the US, I mean, the pro-life politics became so radical and so focused against abortion without any touch of reality anymore, you know. It's really scary, you know, and I'm just really worried that this happens here as well, you know, especially with, like, the Catholic Church becoming more and more popular, especially, you know. I mean, this all goes hand in hand. If, like, economics go down, you know, people get more desperate, there are no jobs, you know, so they're looking for values, you know, that are very, very shallow and very hypocritical, but they make us feel good, you know, and abortion is definitely one of these issues where people all of a sudden focus on them, you know.
And, you know, it's again really contradictory that if you don't have money that you would want to have more babies. I mean, I'm not saying that poor people should not have babies, definitely not. But still, you know, it's kind of logical. It's kind of why a lot of women would decide to abort because they cannot afford a baby. For example, when they have like three babies, if the fourth is on the way, they don't want it. Mm. You know?
This is something that a lot of people totally forget about as well, that women who have abortions are mostly mothers already. And, you know, they choose abortion because they are pro-family, because they want the best for their family. And this is something that, like, people who are against abortion totally ignore, you know, because they just want to put women who do this in this you know, shadow of they are, you know, just a career woman, like ruthless, you know, and don't care about the family, don't care about children. I mean, even if they do, that would be okay, but, you know, it's just not the whole picture, not at all, you know.
They're demonized, and because mother is sanctified, then they cannot be mothers if they're demons who kill babies.
It's true, yeah. And in this context, I also find it so interesting, you know, that like in the last, like, let's say 20 years, the whole, especially in the Catholic Church, the whole idea of like the Virgin Mary became so prominent again, you know. And for me, this is really a very clear statement against feminism. You know, a woman who just gives herself away for society, who gives herself away to the family, you know.